Greetings, dear family. May God bless you and keep you in the palm of His mighty hand. In Matthew 5:14-16, we read, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Amen. Mother Mary began, "A little surprise. I thank you for honoring me." "Thank you, Mother, for the surprise." She continued, "Truly I long to speak to and shepherd this little mountain conclave that honors and loves my son so very much. Each one of you are so very precious and are a bright light shining in the darkness of this area so rife with evil. Indeed, this place was blessed by my servant, Mary of Agreda. You have discerned rightly. She fell in love with it before you did, but mostly because of the people who in those days were good and hungry for God. Times have changed, and this area, once consecrated to Saint Barbara and I, has turned into a deep, dark den of thieves. This is why you are persecuted so viciously. You, through your obedience, have put a stumbling block in the way of Satan and broken through the darkness. Yes, there are other lights here, but they are solitary and even ignorant of how powerful their presence and prayers are. My children, this place is special. Do not leave it. Many graces have taken hold and become deep-rooted, which has confounded the enemy. Their power here is decreasing because of your presence. They have enlisted other covens from around the world to destroy you. The stakes are high. Human souls that are perishing. Many very special souls who have been violated from childhood. They carry their own passion for God in their hearts, but have no way to be discipled. You began to recognize that, and then it slipped away from your thoughts, mostly because it is a costly endeavor. Beloved daughter, I need you here and to obey. I promise you great rewards for truly investing in these souls. Please work with my son to deliver them. They have been crying out for God to send someone to save them. In response, he sent you, and he gave you proper confirmations that he wanted you here on this land. He wants you to dig in with all you've got to help them escape the darkness they are trapped in. You can do this. Mother, you know how hard it is when they don't show up and are so very apathetic. Yes, I know, beloved daughter, and it will not be easy to get their steadfast attention. But we are committed and ask you to be committed as well. I promise you fruit from this vineyard of the Lord's, sweet fruit. What would you have me do? You have taken a step in the right direction by looking for a place to use. That will not be easy, but it is waiting for you. Fasting, praying, making offerings, and standing in faith that a place will be provided. It is definitely the next step. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Can you tell me more about the history of this area? When the Spanish first arrived in this area, they were at peace with the Picaros. This area was rich in natural resources, good soil, and water made it ideal for farming. But, as it always happens, when the rich and greedy want something that is not theirs, there were bloody wars and hard feelings. I will speak more on this later if you make yourself available to me. And that was the end of her message. Dear ones, when it gets tough and we feel like our witness is not making any headway, we need to dig in and keep pressing forward. Be the light, be loving, be kind, and genuinely care about the people the Lord brings across your path.